Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I don't like this. I hate to use the word magic, but a little like pixie dust, if you will.
We use the term aura now.
Yeah.
Joe. That's the term the millennial... Well, not millennial. Whatever the generation we're on, X, Y, Z, L, M, L, P. I don't know what we're on anymore. But aura, that's the word we're going to use, okay?
Yeah, and they've done it now against, you know, the Padres with a very formidable lineup on paper. And then you see this lineup with the Braves on paper. And in any order, you got, you know, Michael Harris, and you got Riley, and
Ozuna,
and you have Acuna leading off.
Olson.
Matt Olson's a star. I mean, Ozzie Albies. This is an unbelievable lineup. There is really no soft spot of the lineup.
Well, they're now 10 games under 500. The Giants are 10 games over 500. And dare I say, and I texted this to the group chat yesterday, I was like, well, heading towards the trade deadline, is there anyone on the Braves as far as hitters go that the Giants should be interested in? Maybe the Atlanta Braves. Yes, the Braves with all that young talent all locked up. Maybe they're going to be selling some of these players. Who knows? I'm just that you keep winning games like that in short games. And we call this a crucial stretch for this team, Joe, as they had a massive split against the Padres. And remember, this is all going back to what Buster said back on Wednesday. It was go time for them. It's time to go. That was the exact quote. It's time to go. And he was calling out the entire organization, himself included. Everyone was put on notice on Wednesday, and they've responded with five straight wins.
Joe, they've done things that I just haven't seen them do in forever. Obviously, the big blast by Chapman was huge on Saturday. I mean, just what a great way to win a game.
It was pretty cool. We were all at Ken Luttrell's, producer Ken, here at the station. We call him Jersey Ken, New York Kenny, whatever you want to call him. He's a big New York
Everybody
fan.
Was there except me?
You, except for you, Willard, and Dibs. You guys were the only ones that did not show up. So Steiny,
where was it at?
Lafayette.
So yeah, I'm not going to Lafayette on a Saturday when I'm down in Sunnyvale, but continue.
Okay, well, that's fine. That's to each your own. We were at Carter. He lives in San Francisco. He made the trek with his lovely wife.
So
Sierra.
Far.
I mean, yeah. Carter's got a limo driver, but keep going.
Lucas Alexander showed up. We had a lot of people. A lot of people.
So Lucas showed up to that party, but wouldn't come to my own son's. Got it, Lucas. Now I know where I stand.
Well, Ken, LJ, I mean, it's...
I love Ken. I'm not trying to dog Ken.
No, but
Lucas and my wife go way back in terms of friendships, and my son and him. I mean, Jesus, he didn't come to my own kid's birthday. He went to Ken's kid's birthday. I know. I feel
actually
offended.
It wasn't even his kid's birthday. It wasn't even 2-year-old Dean's birthday.
It was
Ken's. He was like 37, some just undescript number. I know, but again, I have an ending to the story. I promise. We were all there, and he had a TV out. By the way, lovely home. Shout out Katie, the lovely Katie. It's just a beautiful home. They got a pool. It was great.
Wow, Ken's got it like that?
Two, not
Carter,
one.
Move aside. We got a new guy when it comes to family money.
Not one, but two TVs outside of the patio. It was beautiful.
Wow.
We had the game on, and I was playing with Benny and Nora, and they had a little play structure, and all I hear is everyone erupting. It was Carter. It was Lucas. Oh, it's going to go. It's going to go. And it was Matt Chapman walking it off on Saturday. It's pretty freaking cool.
How much live betting
popping.
Was going on there between Lucas and Carter?
Oh, and Justin. Yeah, Justin was there. Old engineer here, Justin, from the station. Yeah.
I thought he moved back to New York.
He's back. He's here. He's chilling.
So he went to New York, and now he's back here.
I love a loser, bro.
No, come on. We love J-Dog. All right? but they were going nuts. No, and the Belmont Stakes happened over the weekend, and Carter, with the all-time mush of the century, saying, who'd you have, journalism?
Yeah.
Yeah, journalism's going to win, journalism's going to win, gets absolutely destroyed in the last 20 seconds. Come on, kiss a death.
He came around the bed and was just mobbing it. And I said, everyone listen to me on horse betting. I told you. And he lost.
He lost. The favorite one going away was a sovereignty, that one. So there you go. There's a lot happening. Carlos Alcaraz coming back from 0-2 sets down three championship points against the number one overall seed, Yannick Sinner. Unbelievable final on the men's side. And shout out Coco Gauff, the American on the women's side, getting it done over Sabalenka, who's so salty. Please miss me with all the excuses she was making after it. But Joe, an incredible weekend capped off by the Giants winning yet another one-run game. And you know what? Big hit for Chapman. Adamas got the day off yesterday. We talked about that.
Needed about 7 days off.
Well, he's got another one today because the Giants themselves have a day off. Bob Melvin talked about it yesterday. He's like, we just need him. It's not like physically he's there, Bob was saying, which is great. That's awesome that he's there physically, but mentally, he's just, I don't know.
I've seen this guy strike out on breaking balls just time and time
it's
again.
It's not good.
Just getting knee buckled with two strikes. And just overall, just swinging through so many breaking balls.
And yet they're winning. And yet they're winning, right?
No doubt. Yeah. But they need him to play a lot better.
He could only play better at this point. That's the glass half full, half empty
Here's what I'll give him, though, right now. Like, you know, I was saying this to the young guys on Saturday. Like, he is struggling so bad. Yet it's not effective. He's not slamming helmets. He's not, you know, throwing bats and breaking them over his knee. And when the team wins, who's the first guy out of the dugout?
He is.
You know, there is something to be said for that. Now, look, we need return on the 182. Chapman diving back into first base, jamming his hand. That is something to monitor. I mean, this is an everyday player that you kind of just take it for granted, even though there's ups and downs and he becomes very streaky. They need him to be 100% healthy. But there were specific things that I saw from Bob Melvin over the weekend where I'm like, man, this is just different. It's just different. Friday, Hayden Birdsong's getting roughed up in the fourth inning. They leave him in. I believe they did a mound visit. And then he gets out of the inning. He starts the fifth inning. I liked him starting the fifth inning. But I also liked him getting yanked in that fifth inning. And I'm thinking to myself, you know, I don't know. I don't know where they would have done last year. I don't know if they would even have started the inning with Hayden Birdsong and giving him an opportunity. They might have went right to the bullpen. But I just thought that the feel of the moment, Bob Melvin was on it. Sunday, yesterday, you know what I saw after they failed to get runners over with one out and runners on first and second in the middle part of the game, I don't know, fourth or fifth inning? A double steal. When was the last time? Not only like a bounced ball in the dirt. I'm talking about a legitimate double steal. Can you remember the last time the Giants did that?
No, cannot. Can't even remember the last time Bob Melvin even tried that, to be honest. Maybe as a Padre manager? I don't know.
Yeah, exactly. And then you have Yastrzemski reward them with that situational base running, and he rips one down the line and scores a couple runs. And just this team right now is doing lots of little things to be encouraged with. And the best part about it is they're not even playing, like, perfect baseball. They're playing good baseball, maybe even great baseball on a day-to-day basis, but not perfect baseball. So there are still things that they can shore up.
And they are, again, 10 games over 500. If I were to tell you that on June 9th, the Giants are 10 games over, you're feeling pretty freaking good about this team. And you just go to the standings, Joe, they're right there. They're right, percentage points, like 0.02 behind the Padres technically, because the Padres have one fewer loss, but the Giants have one more win, one more loss. So they're right there. The Phillies all of a sudden are just free falling. Shout out Tom Petty. They're 1-9 in their last 10. They've lost five in a row. They just got swept against the freaking Pirates, of all teams, who are god-awful. I love you, Goo. But the Giants, like, all of a sudden, when you talk about consistency and being able to win games like that, when the offense is what the offense is, just they're not going to win 10-0. They're not going to win 10-4. Like, they're not going to be what the Red Sox and Yankees were over the weekend, which is just every single game. And I said that again, going back to the party, that they're the game of the weekend or whatever on Fox. It was Yankees-Red Sox. Like, oh, this is going to be like a 15-10 game and take 10 hours. It's not going to be those games for the Giants, but that was a familiar brand of baseball that Giants fans are accustomed to, that they can gravitate towards too. I think Logan Webb used the term over the weekend, torture. Now, I do think we have to retire that word. That's specifically for 2010 Giants, you know, 2012.
Bochy's Giants.
That's Bochy's Giants. That's their word. Now, I love the recall, and it's going to bring nostalgia back for a lot of Giants fans, I'm sure. you won three World Series there. The torture that was leading up to that first one was all the heartbreak you had suffered as a San Francisco Giants sports fan. Yeah, they won in New York, but it was all those times, whether it was 89, whether it was in the early 2000s, whether it was wherever, like getting to that point and just failing time in and time out. All those demons were exercised in 2010. And thus, for me, the torture finally ended. Now, watching the bats this CHL for Giants fans has been torturous. I saw you flip the spread last week and I was out. That was torture for you to watch this team. But what is the new term for this team to watch the Giants brand of baseball? I want a new word. Torture's retired. Give me the word at 888-957-9570 to describe this Giants season thus far. You can same number to call or text, 888-957-9570. You can also let us know on YouTube, where we are brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union for a low-rate auto loan. Apply online or just ask for First NorCal Financing with the dealer. And as always, Joe, we are coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. Laughing Monk, righteously brewed in San Francisco. Well, so what's that one word for you Giants fans to describe this team? Torture? Can't use it. It's retired.
Well, and here's the thing with the whole torture term. Like, to me, you know, it was torturous watching this team try to grind out some runs. And I heard an interview this morning where Tim Kawakami on the Odyssey Podcast Network, the TK show, had about a 10-minute conversation with Buster Posey. And he asked him specifically, like, hey, does this team remind you of the 2010, you know, ish Giants, meaning 10, 12, 14? And Buster said exactly what I wanted to hear. We're never going to be able to replicate 2010, 2012, 2014. If we're going to win, and I'm paraphrasing, but if we're going to win, we're going to have to do it in a different way. Yes, there can be elements that remind us of those championship teams. Like, look at pitching and defense is always going to be a hang your hat on if you want to win in the playoffs way of winning. There's no doubt you have to pitch and play defense.
Always.
I think Buster's probably sitting there going, yeah, I went through that offense and I remember what it was like. And there were years we always needed a bat.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that he realizes and knows we can't have the same torture in terms of the offensive futility. And if you ask me right now, I think that Buster is imminently aware that this team not only needs, but it is mandatory that they go get a bat. Like right now, Dom Smith, a guy you got off the, you know, scrap anyone could have had him. You picked him up at basically, you know, the Goodwill.
At Bart, right down the street.
Right? You picked him up. He has been one of your best situational hitters. He's got multiple sack flies. He's got big time knocks to drive in RBIs. I mean, think about that sentence. Dom Smith, who anyone in baseball could have. And look, I'm not mad at Dom Smith. I like what I'm seeing.
Sure.
Dare I say he's better defensively than Brandon Belt? I don't say that lightly. Like, he has been a pleasant surprise over there. Made a really nice play with a runner at third. Acuna, who still ended up scoring, but he looks the runner back, still gets the lead runner on a situation where you have the corners in on first and second. First and third with one out. Like, he has been a really good player for this team. That's not good enough.
No.
Like, Dom Smith, and I know Buster knows that. I like what I'm seeing right now. And the crazy thing is, I think this team's going to make a big-time splash. This was the week, though, Joe. I think all of the Bay Area took notice. This Giants team is legit.
Yeah.
No. How legit is up to them to now determine.
They're too legit to quit, I dare say. By the way, we have this or that coming up at 8:30 today. And you people are the guests at 888-957-9570. As all guests on 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands guest line. Is it time for you to discover the islands, River Islands and Lathrop? And it's a great point because it's time to go might be the rallying cry for the rest of this Giants season. As we're talking torture, like, I don't know if like it's too many words to be the theme of the season, but time to go. Tell me when to go. E40 always at Giants games. Like,
I'm down with that.
I love that moniker. And you know what is the big difference for me, Joe? Because they might not land the bat everyone wants or the name, and they might lose a bidding war with some of these other teams because everyone's going to be looking for a bat. That's the thing with the third wild card, as I keep bringing up. Everyone feels like they're just a bat or two away from really contending, right? I look at the standings right now, and I mentioned them earlier. Giants are right there. If the season ends today, they'd be in the second wild card spot. But hell, they're only a game back of the Dodgers for first place in their own division, right? The Padres are right there. They're all bunched up together. Then you got the Phillies who are scuffling. They're only a half game back of the Giants. Cardinals, a couple games. Brewers right there, 4 games over .500. Then it's the Reds, and then Diamondbacks, Nationals. Everyone else is under .500. So they're in prime position right now to make a deal. And I feel good about Buster Posey in this department. Not that they'll land someone, but they'll actually try to. I never really believed Farhan when he's like, oh, we're always involved. We're always, I was like, were you? Really? Was that the safe? Like, because you finished in second every time, and you let everyone know that you finished in second place. Not by his own words, but you leaked it to the Haymans of the world, the Buster Olneys of the world, the Bob Nightingales of the world. How many times, Joe, did you have to hear, oh, the Giants are right there. The Giants are right there for Otani, for Judge. Oh, it just didn't work out. They're right there for player X. See, I think that Buster will actually, like, legitimately be in there for these conversations. Will they get them? I can't say. I don't know what those conversations are going to be like, but I do think he's going to actively, legitimately try to get those players. I didn't really feel that when it came to Farhan. I didn't. Whether that's fair or not, I didn't feel it if I was a fan.
I think a lot of people would agree with you in terms of, like, the risk-averse nature of Farhan. Oh, it just felt like he always had to win the deal. We all know that friend in fantasy football who, like, refuses to do a deal with anyone.
Yeah.
And right now it feels like everyone. There's only a handful of guys in my particular fantasy league who, like, have the cojones to make a move.
And why is that? Because they don't want to get got, right?
Yeah, but you're losing. Like, that's the thing I always say. Like, dude, you're literally at the bottom of the heap. You have nothing to lose. And to get, you must give. And Buster said something that you absolutely have to hear on the other side. And I thought it was so refreshing in terms of perspective at the top of the pyramid for the Giants. When you talk about how this team is going to operate moving forward, I think that they're a go for the gusto type of a team right now. Mm. And I didn't feel that way in 2021. It felt like all the guys that they assembled, it was like, hey, we're just playing with house money. You know, everybody's on a one-year deal and we'll see what happens. This feels very, very different.
Now, how did you feel about that Chris Bryant trade at the time? Because that felt like a big deal.
Oh,
the guy
was a
won
big
a World
deal.
Series. He's a hero for Chicago. Obviously,
I'm talking about the team as a whole.
Okay.
Gausman was on a one-year deal. Darren Ruff was 30-something years old, and it was like, really? Lamar Wade Jr. was claimed off of the recycling bin. You know, Yastrzemski and Slater. I couldn't believe what we were seeing.
Crawford was balling.
Crawford
right?
was balling. He was at the end of a contract, end of his career. Posey had a monster year, and he was kind of, you know, rejuvenated. He had been bad the years prior to that. I know he missed the whole COVID season, but, like, not good, bad, by Buster standards. That team did not feel like it was building towards something. Mm. This team right here, because of the mix of guys that are under long-term contracts and where they are in their careers, it feels like this is a window right now where they're building for something. I'm not saying a championship window, but this feels sustainable.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
I don't like this. I hate to use the word magic, but a little like pixie dust, if you will.
We use the term aura now.
Yeah.
Joe. That's the term the millennial, well, not millennials, whatever the generation we're on, X, Y, Z, L, M, L, P. I don't know what we're on anymore, but aura. That's the word we're going to use. Okay.
Yeah. And they've done it now against, you know, the Padres with a very formidable lineup on paper. And then you see this lineup with the Braves on paper. And in any order, you got, you know, Michael Harris and you got Riley and
Ozuna,
and you have Acuna leading
Olson.
Off. Matt Olson's a star. I mean, Ozzie Albies. This is an unbelievable lineup. There is really no soft spot of the lineup.
Well, they're now 10 games under 500. The Giants are 10 games over 500. And dare I say, and I texted this to the group chat yesterday, I was like, well, heading towards the trade deadline, is there anyone on the Braves as far as hitters go that the Giants should be interested in? Maybe the Atlanta Braves. Yes. The Braves with all that young talent all locked up, maybe they're going to be selling some of these players. Who knows? You keep winning games like that in short games, and we call this a crucial stretch for this team, Joe, as they had a massive split against the Padres. And remember, this is all going back to what Buster said back on Wednesday. It was go time for them. It's time to go. That was the exact quote. It's time to go. And he was calling out the entire organization, himself included. Everyone was put on notice on Wednesday, and they've responded with five straight wins.
Joe, they've done things that I just haven't seen them do in forever. Obviously, the big blast by Chapman was huge on Saturday. I mean, just what a great way to win a game.
It was pretty cool. We were all at Ken Luttrell's, producer Ken, here at the station. We call him Jersey Ken, New York Kenny, whatever you want to call him. He's a big New York
everybody
fan.
Was there except me?
Except for you, Willard, and Dibbs. You guys were the only ones that did not show up. So Steiny,
where
Guru,
was
myself,
it at?
Lafayette.
So yeah, I'm not going to Lafayette on a Saturday when I'm down in Sunnyvale, but continue.
Okay, well, that's fine. That's to each your own. We were at Carter. He lives in San Francisco. He made the trek with his lovely wife.
So
Sierra.
Far.
I mean, yeah. Carter's got a limo driver, but keep going.
Lucas Alexander showed up. We had a lot of people. A lot of people.
So Lucas showed up to that party, but wouldn't come to my own son's. Got it, Lucas. Now I know where I stand.
Well, Ken, LJ, I mean, it's...
I love Ken. I'm not trying to dog Ken.
No, but
Lucas and my wife go way back in terms of friendships, and my son and him. I mean, Jesus, he didn't come to my own kid's birthday. He went to Ken's kid's birthday. I know. I feel
offended. Actually, it wasn't even his kid's birthday. It wasn't even 2-year-old Dean's birthday.
It was
Ken's. He was like 37, some just undescript number. I know, but again, I have an ending to the story. I promise. We were all there, and he had a TV out. By the way, lovely home. Shout out Katie, the lovely Katie. It's just a beautiful home. They got a pool. It was great.
Wow, Ken's got it like that?
Carter,
move aside. We got a new guy when it comes to family money.
Not one, but two TVs outside of the patio. It was beautiful. Wow. We had the game on, and I was playing with Benny and Nora, and they had a little play structure, and all I hear is everyone erupting. It was Carter. It was Lucas. Oh, it's going to go. It's going to go. And it was Matt Chapman walking it off on Saturday. It's pretty freaking cool.
How much live betting was going on there between Lucas and Carter?
Oh, and Justin. Yeah, Justin was there. Old engineer here, Justin, from the station. Yeah.
I thought he moved back to New York.
He's back. He's here. He's chilling.
So he went to New York, and now he's back here.
I think high level loser, bro.
No, come on. We love J-Dog. All right? But they were going nuts. No, and the Belmont Stakes happened over the weekend, and Carter, with the all-time mush of the century, saying, who'd you have, journalism?
Yeah.
Yeah. Journalism's going to win. Journalism's going to win. Gets absolutely destroyed in the last 20 seconds. Come on. Kiss of death.
He came around the bend and was just mobbing it. I said, everyone listen to me on horse betting. I told you. And he lost.
He lost. The favorite one going away was a sovereignty, that one. So there you go. There was a lot happening. Carlos Alcaraz coming back from 0-2 sets down three championship points against the number one overall seed, Yannick Sinner. Unbelievable final on the men's side. And shout out Coco Gauff. The American on the women's side getting it done over Sabalenka, who's so salty. Please miss me with all the excuses she was making after it. But Joe, an incredible weekend capped off by the Giants winning yet another one-run game. And you know what? Big hit for Chapman. Adamas got the day off yesterday. We talked about that.
Needed about 7 days off.
Well, he's got another one today because the Giants themselves have a day off. Bob Melvin talked about it yesterday. He's like, we just need him. It's not like physically he's there, Bob was saying, which is great. That's awesome that he's there physically, but mentally he's just, I don't know.
I've seen this guy strike out on breaking balls just time and time again.
It's not good.
Just getting knee buckled with two strikes. And just overall, just swinging through so many breaking balls.
And yet they're winning, right?
No doubt. Yeah. But they need him to play a lot better.
He could only play better at this point. That's the glass half full, half empty
Here's what I'll give him, though, right now. Like, you know, I was saying this to the young guys on Saturday. Like, he is struggling so bad, yet it's not effective. He's not slamming helmets. He's not, you know, throwing bats and breaking them over his knee. And when the team wins, who's the first guy out of the dugout?
He is.
You know, there is something to be said for that. Now, look, we need return on the 182. Chapman diving back into first base, jamming his hand. That is something to monitor. I mean, this is an everyday player that you kind of just take it for granted, even though there's ups and downs and he becomes very streaky. They need him to be 100% healthy. But there were specific things that I saw from Bob Melvin over the weekend where I'm like, man, this is just different. It's just different. Friday, Hayden Birdsong's getting roughed up in the fourth inning. They leave him in. I believe they did a mound visit. And then he gets out of the inning. He starts the fifth inning. I liked him starting the fifth inning. But I also liked him getting yanked in that fifth inning. And I'm thinking to myself, you know, I don't know. I don't know where they would have done last year. I don't know if they would even have started the inning with Hayden Birdsong and giving him an opportunity. They might have went right to the bullpen. But I just thought that the feel of the moment, Bob Melvin was on it. Sunday, yesterday, you know what I saw after they failed to get runners over with one out and runners on first and second in the middle part of the game, I don't know, fourth or fifth inning? A double steal. When was the last time? Not only like a bounced ball in the dirt, I'm talking about a legitimate double steal. Can you remember the last time the Giants did that?
No, cannot. Can't remember the last time Bob Melvin even tried that, to be honest. Maybe as a Padre manager? I don't know.
Yeah, that's exactly. And then you have Yastrzemski reward them with that situational base running, and he rips one down the line and scores a couple runs. And just this team right now is doing lots of little things to be encouraged with. And the best part about it is they're not even playing, like, perfect baseball. They're playing good baseball, maybe even great baseball on a day-to-day basis, but not perfect baseball. So there are still things that they can shore up.
And they are, again, 10 games over 500. If I were to tell you that on June 9th, the Giants are 10 games over, you're feeling pretty freaking good about this team. And you just go to the standings, Joe, they're right there. They're right, percentage points, like 0.02 behind the Padres technically, because the Padres have one fewer loss, but the Giants have one more win, one more loss. So they're right there. The Phillies all of a sudden are just free falling. Shout out Tom Petty. They're 1-9 in their last 10. They've lost 5 in a row. They just got swept against the freaking Pirates, of all teams, who are god-awful. I love you, Goo. But the Giants, like, all of a sudden, when you talk about consistency and being able to win games like that, when the offense is what the offense is, just they're not going to win 10-0. They're not going to win 10-4. Like, they're not going to be what the Red Sox and Yankees were over the weekend, which is just every single game. And I said that we were, again, going back to the party, that they're the game of the weekend or whatever on Fox. It was Yankees-Red Sox. Like, oh, this is going to be like a 15-10 game and take 10 hours. It's not going to be those games for the Giants, but that was a familiar brand of baseball that Giants fans are accustomed to, that they can gravitate towards too. I think Logan Webb used the term over the weekend, torture. Now, I do think we have to retire that word. That's specifically for 2010 Giants, you know, 2012.
Bochy's Giants.
That's Bochy's Giants. That's their word. Now, I love the recall, and it's going to bring nostalgia back for a lot of Giants fans, I'm sure. You won 3 World Series there. The torture that was leading up to that first one was all the heartbreak you had suffered as a San Francisco Giants sports fan. Yeah, they won in New York, but it was all those times, whether it was 89, whether it was in the early 2000s, whether it was wherever, like getting to that point and just failing time in and time out. All those demons were exercised in 2010. And thus, for me, the torture finally ended. Now, watching the bats this year, Joe, for Giants fans has been torturous. I saw you flip the spread last week and I was out. That was torture for you to watch this team. But what is the new term for this team to watch the Giants brand of baseball? I want a new word. Torture's retired. Give me the word at 888-957-9570 to describe this Giants season thus far. You can same number to call or text, 888-957-9570. You can also let us know on YouTube, where we are brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union. For a low-rate auto loan, apply online or just ask for First NorCal Finance to the dealer. And as always, Joe, we are coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. Laughing Monk, righteously brewed in San Francisco. Well, so what's that one word for you Giants fans to describe this team? Torture? Can't use it. It's retired.
Well, and here's the thing with the whole torture term. Like, to me, you know, it was torturous watching this team try to grind out some runs. And I heard an interview this morning where Tim Kawakami on the Odyssey Podcast Network, the TK show, had about a 10-minute conversation with Buster Posey. And he asked him specifically, like, hey, does this team remind you of the 2010, you know, ish Giants, meaning 10, 12, 14? And Buster said exactly what I wanted to hear. We're never going to be able to replicate 2010, 2012, 2014. If we're going to win, and I'm paraphrasing, but if we're going to win, we're going to have to do it in a different way. Yes, there can be elements that remind us of those championship teams. Like, look, pitching and defense is always going to be a hang your hat on if you want to win in the playoffs way of winning. There's no doubt you have to pitch and play defense.
Always.
I think Buster's probably sitting there going, yeah, I went through that offense, and I remember what it was like, and there were years we always needed a bat.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that he realizes and knows we can't have the same torture in terms of the offensive futility. And if you ask me right now, I think that Buster is imminently aware that this team not only needs, but it is mandatory that they go get a bat. Like right now, Dom Smith, a guy you got off the... You know, anyone could have had him. You picked him up at basically, you know, the Goodwill.
At Bart, right down the street.
Right? You picked him up. He has been one of your best situational hitters. He's got multiple sack flies. He's got big-time knocks to drive in RBIs. I mean, think about that sentence. Dom Smith, who anyone in baseball could have. And look, I'm not mad at Dom Smith. I like what I'm seeing.
Sure.
Dare I say he's better defensively than Brandon Belt? I don't say that lightly. Like, he has been a pleasant surprise over there. Made a really nice play with a runner at third. Acuna, who still ended up scoring, but he looks the runner back, still gets the lead runner on a situation where you have the corners in on first and second. First and third with one out. Like, he has been a really good player for this team. That's not good enough.
No.
Like, Dom Smith, and I know Buster knows that. I like what I'm seeing right now. And the crazy thing is, I think this team's going to make a big-time splash. This was the week, though, Joe. I think all of the Bay Area took notice. This Giants team is legit.
Yeah.
How legit is up to them to now determine.
They're too legit to quit, I dare say. By the way, we have this or that coming up at 8:30 today. And you people are the guest at 888-957-9570. As all guests in 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands guest line. Is it time for you to discover the islands, River Islands, and Lathrop? And it's a great point because it's time to go. Might be the rallying cry for the rest of this Giants season. As we're talking torture, like, I don't know if like it's too many words to be the theme of the season, but time to go. Tell me when to go. E40 always at Giants games. Like,
I'm down with that.
I love that moniker. And you know what is the big difference for me, Joe? Because they might not land the bat everyone wants or the name, and they might lose a bidding war with some of these other teams because everyone's going to be looking for a bat. That's the thing with the third wild card, as I keep bringing up. Everyone feels like they're just a bat or two away from really contending. Right, I look at the standings right now, and I mentioned them earlier. Giants are right there. If the season ends today, they'd be in the second wild card spot. But hell, they're only a game back of the Dodgers for first place in their own division. Right, the Padres are right there. They're all bunched up together. Then you got the Phillies who are scuffling. They're only a half game back of the Giants. Cardinals, a couple games. Brewers right there, 4 games over .500. Then it's the Reds, and then Diamondbacks. Nationals. Everyone else is under .500, so they're in prime position right now to make a deal. And I feel good about Buster Posey in this department. Not that they'll land someone, but they'll actually try to. I never really believed Farhan when he's like, oh, we're always involved. I was like, were you? Really? Was that the safe? Like, because you finished in second every time, and you let everyone know that you finished in second place. Not by his own words, but you leaked it to the Haymans of the world, the Buster Olneys of the world, the Bob Nightingales of the world. How many times, Joe, did you have to hear, oh, the Giants are right there. The Giants are right there for Ohtani, for Judge. Oh, it just didn't work out. They're right there for player X. See, I think that Buster will actually, like, legitimately be in there for these conversations. Will they get them? I can't say. I don't know what those conversations are going to be like, but I do think he's going to actively, legitimately try to get those players. I didn't really feel that when it came to Farhan. I didn't. Whether that's fair or not, I didn't feel it if I was a fan.
I think a lot of people would agree with you in terms of like the risk averse nature of Farhan. Oh, it just felt like he always had to win the deal. We all know that friend in fantasy football who like refuses to do a deal with anyone.
Yeah.
And right now it feels like everyone, there's only a handful of guys in my particular fantasy league who like have the cojones to make a move.
And why is that? Because they don't want to get got, right?
Yeah, but you're losing. Like, that's the thing I always say. Like, dude, you're literally at the bottom of the heap. You have nothing to lose. And to get, you must give. And Buster said something that you absolutely have to hear on the other side. And I thought it was so refreshing in terms of perspective at the top of the pyramid for the Giants. When you talk about how this team is going to operate moving forward, I think that they're a go-for-the-gusto type of a team right now, and I didn't feel that way in 2021. It felt like all the guys that they assembled, it was like, hey, we're just playing with house money. You know, everybody's on a one-year deal, and we'll see what happens. This feels very, very different.
Now, how did you feel about that Chris Bryant trade at the time? Because that felt like a big deal.
Oh,
the guy
was a
won
big
a World
deal.
Series. He's a hero for Chicago. Obviously,
I'm talking about the team as a whole.
Okay.
Gausman was on a one-year deal. Darren Ruff was 30-something years old, and it was like, really? Lamar Wade Jr. was claimed off of the recycling bin. You know, Yastrzemski and Slater, I couldn't believe what we were seeing.
Crawford was balling.
Crawford was balling. He was at the end of a contract, end of his career. Posey had a monster year, and he was kind of, you know, rejuvenated. He had been bad the years prior to that. I know he missed the whole COVID season, but... Like, not good, bad, by Buster standards. That team did not feel like it was building towards something. This team right here, because of the mix of guys that are under long-term contracts and where they are in their careers, it feels like this is a window right now where they're building for something. I'm not saying a championship window, but this feels sustainable.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.